What's good? What's good? What's good, fam? It's your boy Sway Max Senior, back to talk UFC 260, Miocic versus Ngannou. Banger of a card, man. Unfortunately, we lost the Ortega Volkov fight. That would have, I mean, two title fights that have just been sick. But so hopefully we get that one back here in the next couple of weeks. But we still got a banger of a card. Some really, really good fights. We do only have 10 fights, however, so that's going to make things even more interesting. Let's get straight to it, huh? Right off bat, so I know we got a couple of noobs in the chat. Hopefully you guys are giving this a listen. Things have changed a little bit, but essentially, as business as usual, man, this is pretty much going to be a GPP card only, especially with only 10 fights, not worth making a cash lineup. Essentially, you're going to be playing the same people in cash, and you might lose to somebody who like stacks fights up. Like, it could be some weird shit that happens. So definitely are not playing cash this week. Really, it's not a cash type of card. It's honestly, they're rarely cash type cards. We'll get into that, you know, as the weeks go on. But yeah, this is definitely one of those cards where you want to have a lot of variance. The sheet has been posted in the Discord. So for those of you who don't have access, go ahead and hit me up in Twitter. I'll show you how to get on there. But yeah, it's not a week that you can kind of just look at the sheet and plug and play. You got to have some strategy behind it. You got to kind of know what you're doing, you know, or at least kind of know the picture that you're trying to paint, right? Normally, you do want to have, you know, it's about six fighters, I'd say. You do want to have pretty much everybody going over 100, or you want all finishes, something like that, to win tournaments. But to be honest, we're seeing like scores in the 700s. We're seeing, you know, 130s from guys that are winning and from gals that are winning, even without getting finishes. You know, you get a 3-round fight, a lot of scraps, a lot of takedowns, a lot of strikes and significant strikes, maybe a couple of knockdowns. Even you're going to be looking at a score over 125 plus. And I mean, so things have gotten real interesting as far as that is concerned. So really, everybody's kind of in play when you look at a 10-card fight, a 10-fight card. So with that being said, let's jump straight to it. This one's going to be pretty quick. First fight of the night, we have Abu Azatar going up against Marc-Andre Barrialt. Barrialt is going to be the underdog. Actually, this is a pick 'em. It's a dead pick 'em currently as far as the DraftKings Sportsbook is concerned. Look, the way this is a good fight. The money is really good on both of these guys. You got Azatar at 8K. You got Barrialt coming back at 8,200. So both are priced pretty right that if we get a finish or a high score, anything over 100 from these guys, they're going to be optimal for sure. You know, it's going to put them way over 10X. Azatar, I'm going to have about 20-25% of this guy. I actually think he's got heavy hands, man. I like him here a lot. I think he's going to be aggressive. I think he's going to come forward. You know, I think he's probably going to be a little bit more technical, a little fresher in there, that kind of thing. Look, Barrialt, I think, you know, I think he's a good play here as well. I do think he's live for a KO. As far as being knocked out, I think it's possible that he could get flatlined here, but I'll have 15% hedge as well, because, I also think he's going to have the higher upside, as far as being able to knock out Azatar. Now, honestly, they're both going to have pretty much the same upside because they're sitting both at 8K. Honestly, Azatar probably has a little higher upside. So my apologies on that, just because he's going to be about $200 cheaper. But honestly, I like both of these guys, but I'm not going to overdo it. Probably about 15 to 20% on either one. I'm making about 25 to 30 lineups this week. If you're making anything less than 5 lineups, I'd say you can probably be good to throw either one of these guys in maybe 1 or 2 lineups. Other than that, you'd probably be good to go ahead and fade it. All right, and next up we have Omar Morales going up against Shane Young. Another good fight here, striker on striker. Shane Young is the dog here. Morales currently the -215 favorite as far as Vegas is concerned. And yeah, striker versus striker here. Honestly, you know, Shane Young gets touched up a lot. He got knocked out bad in his last fight. I'm sure recency bias is coming into that as far as Vegas is concerned. Morales is 8,700 on DraftKings. Shane Young is 7,500 on DraftKings. I actually like Shane Young as far as a punt player or like a hedge is concerned. I'll have a little bit of Morales because I think he can knock Shane Young out. But I also like Shane Young as a hedge because I think if he's able to hurt Morales a little bit, he's probably going to be aggressive enough to finish this fight. So I'll have a little bit of both sides. If playing five lineups or less, I say you probably don't even need to throw Shane Young in one. You can throw Omar Morales in one if you want to. But at 8,700, I think there's some better plays that are cheaper that we can probably just go ahead and hammer in. Next up, we have Michael Olajczyk going up against Medeiros Foukakis. I know I butchered his name. I've been really good on the names too, but that one's tough. Wait till you see it. Medeiros is 7,700 on DraftKings. Michael is 8,500 on DraftKings. Currently, this fight does have a -200 inside the distance prop, which means Vegas believes that this fight is going to end inside the distance, which means we're going to see a finish one way or another, right? Olajczyk is the -177 favorite, so he's currently the favorite. Doesn't really play in as far as the DraftKings pricing is concerned, as he's a lot more expensive, at $800 more expensive at 8,500. This is actually a fight that I think we should really target. The reason being is because I think the boxing for Olajczyk is really going to be much better. I think he needs a finish here because I think if this goes past the first round, it's probably going to be because of the grappling and the wrestling of Medeiros. And I think that's where his path to victory is. It's going to be the grappling, it's going to be the wrestling. He's going to have the size advantage. He's going to use that to kind of wear on him and kind of weigh on him and that kind of thing. I watch for that. If he can weather that early storm, that early boxing storm from Michael, he's probably going to be live to get this done at 7,700. I will say though, he is going to have to weather that early aggressiveness. He is going to have to take some shots and fight through some shots. So we'll see how that goes here. My pick is going to be Michael Olajczyk here. I just think he should be able to get this done. But this is a fight that we're just going to target on both sides for sure. Now, also, again, I do want to say if you haven't played MMA before and you're like totally new, one thing that we do not do is we don't stack fights. Not in GPPs, not in tournaments, we don't. So you're never going to play a lineup with both guys fighting each other. For instance, you're not going to play a lineup with Abu Azatar and Marc-Andre Barrial playing each other. That's a no-no. So just to let you know. All right, as we keep moving along here, next up we have Abukar Nurmagomedov going up against Jared Gooden. Jared Gooden, 7,200 on DraftKings. Abukar Nurmagomedov is 9K on DraftKings. He's currently the -250 favorite. This is a simple breakdown. Nurmagomedov, of course, is going to be your favorite here. His path to victory is going to be the wrestling. He needs to get takedowns. Honestly, he should be able to get takedowns and should be able to get this done. I can see him putting up a decent score, to be honest. And at 9K, he's not the most expensive fighter on the card. And so he probably carries some value there. Gooden, however, is a decent, he's a decent hedge, decent value as well. He's definitely better on the feet. He's leaps and bounds better on the feet. The thing is will he be able to stuff the takedowns? And if he can't stuff the takedowns, is he going to be able to get back up and stay on his feet, and hurt this guy? For that reason, I'll have a few shares of Jared Gooden. Like I said, I'm playing about 30-35 lineups. I think if you're playing about five lineups, it's not a bad idea to play Gooden in one, probably hedge in the other one, and to go ahead and throw Nurmagomedov in the other. But not you don't necessarily have to. But he's a decent play at 9K. I'll definitely have my fair share for sure. All right. Next up, as we keep moving along, we have Fabio Charrant going up against Alonzo Menifield. Another pretty simple breakdown here. Fabio Charrant, 7K, Menifield 8,100. Menifield is currently the -286 favorite. -305 to end early. So -305 inside the distance. Menifield is underpriced. That's just plain and simple. 8,100, he's underpriced. He should be able to knock this guy out of here and really should be able to get this guy out of here. I'll have him in a lot of lineups. What I don't have of him, I will have of Charrant, however, as far as hedge is concerned. He's too cheap. When he wins, he usually wins by sub. I think that's where his path to victory is here as well. I think Menifield is going to try to get this guy out of here early. The first couple of minutes is going to be a storm. If he's able to weather that storm, Menifield is going to gas. He's a big dude, big muscles. You know what I mean? It's that lactic acid is going to build up real fast. He's going to gas out real fast if he doesn't get that early knockout. He's going to have that adrenaline dump too. It's going to be real bad, and that's where Fabio Schrank can be able to take advantage, get him down, take him down, and possibly is live for a sub here. So for that reason, I'll have a bit of him as well. But yeah, I'm probably going to have about 40, 50, 60% of this guy, Alonzo Minifield. You can put him in as many as you want. He's too cheap. And what you don't have of him, you better hedge with Fabio Charrant. Next up, we have Kama Worthy going up against Jamie Mullarkey. Jamie Mullarkey's currently the underdog here and come a worthy 8,600 on DraftKings. Mullarkey's 7,600 on DraftKings. Let's see, come a worthy currently is the -184 favorite on DraftKings. Sorry, -130, so pretty slim. The inside the distance prop is -184. I actually like this fight as a target fight. I think Mullarkey's really tough. He's got the ability to finish this fight. He doesn't really drop easy, and he's going to be real hungry to get this win here. They're both chinny, though, to be honest. Worthy can't really take a shot, man. He takes a shot, he's going down for sure. But he's better on the feet. I think he's going to throw more volume. I think he's technically better everywhere. You know, I think he's just a little sharper. He's got better movement. You know, I think he just should be able to get this done here, so I can see why he's the -130. However, this is definitely a close fight, a target fight for that reason. And so I'd say, you know, this is a fight that if you're playing about five lineups, probably go ahead and throw Worthy in one, throw Mullarkey in the other for a hedge and do it like that. The MMA fight game is one that you definitely do kind of want to play like that, because there's times when, as we mentioned before, you know, one fight, you know, you're doing good and one fight will get you. But that's why we hedge. So you can kind of have your plays. You circle around, you hedge the fights to target, and that's how you get the job done. All right, next up we have Miranda Maverick going up against Jillian Robertson. Miranda Maverick, 8,800 on DraftKings. Jillian Robertson, 7,400 on DraftKings. Maverick is currently the -167 favorite. Look, Robertson, she's live here early. She normally gets a sub, an arm bar, something like that here really, really early. Rear naked choke, something like that real early. Other than that, if she doesn't get this done in the first round, she's going to lose this fight. Miranda Maverick is going to end up styling on her. She's going to end up punching her up. One thing about Robertson is she doesn't like to get hit either, so I could see Miranda Maverick finishing this fight. I will have some hedge plays of Jillian Robertson, though. Probably won't have too much of Miranda Maverick at 8,800. I think there's better plays just a little bit cheaper than her. Or you might as well pay the 9K for Nurmagomedov. All right, next up we have Sean O'Malley going up against Thomas Almeida. Another target fight here. Sean O'Malley, 9,200 on DraftKings. Thomas Almeida is 7K on DraftKings. -240 inside the distance prop on this fight. This is a really good fight. Sean O'Malley is currently the -335 favorite. Questionable mental coming into this fight. Doesn't really – he's just been all over the place, man, with some of his podcast stuff, some of the stuff he's been saying. It's just really kind of sketchy. However, he is the better fighter right now. Thomas Almeida has been dropped in every single one of his fights. He honestly needs to land a lot of leg kicks and chop O'Malley's leg down, which everybody knows that's kind of O'Malley's thing. He can't handle leg kicks anymore, man. That leg is shot. So if you can hit it with leg kicks, enough leg kicks before he knocks you out, that's how you're going to win this fight. That's how he's going to win this fight. So I'll have him in some hedge lineups, but other than that, it's going to be the sugar show. I think he gets this done by finish, and so I'll have him probably in about 30 to 40% of my lineups. I'll have Almeida in about 10 to 15% of my lineups as a hedge. But O'Malley's definitely a great play here. I expect him to be pretty chalky as well. All right, in the co-main event, we have Vicente Luque going up against Tyron Woodley. Tyron Woodley is currently the underdog here at 7,100. Vicente Luque, 9,100. One of my more favorite plays here, -240. Look, really solid, man. Usually gets the job done. He's got the finishing ability. He's in better form. I'll have plenty of them to tell you, to be honest with you. I think he's going to put on a better pace, a better volume, and I think he's going to be able to take the shot that Woodley gives. Everybody knows what's wrong with Woodley. He still has the power, but he's just not throwing enough volume, period. He's not throwing enough punches. So until he decides to do that, he's going to lose fights, and he's going to lose them pretty handedly. Not much more to kind of say about that. So I'll have a lot of Luque. I'll have a little bit of Woodley in case he decides to show up. All right, in the main event, this is an all-in fight, guys. All-in in all your lineups. If you're playing five lineups, you want to have this fight in every single one of your lineups. Me, personally, I think Ngannou is going to be able to get this done. I've been seeing a lot of stuff about his mental. He wasn't really right. This dude went to London right before that last fight. Like, he was styling. He thought he had it in the bag. Came out, gassed out, had that adrenaline dump, got taken down. Stipe took advantage, man. I think the price is right as well at 8,400. It's a lot closer than it was before. And Ngannou is only the -137 favorite, -400 inside the distance. if you don't know much about Francis Ngannou, dude hits like a truck, and he's as big as a truck. It's pretty much all you need to know. Stipe is your champion. You know, he was able to withstand those shots the first time. I don't think he's going to be able to do that this time. However, I do think the path to victory is the same. withstand a shot, withstand maybe a couple shots, take this guy down, tire him out, get that adrenaline dump, and honestly just beat him up and continue to beat him up and possibly get him out of here that way, or five rounds of rinse and repeat. So for that reason, I'm going to be about 60-70% on Francis Ngannou. I'll come back with about 30-40% of Stipe Miocic. That's how we're going to do it. Hopefully you guys learned something. Use that along with the sheet. Hit me up if you need to. It's your boy Sway Max Sr. Peace.